Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. Today, I thought I would talk about virtual reality. Virtual reality. Specifically, obviously, PlayStation VR. And, you know, I'm not, you know, to start this episode, usually I'm drinking a beer or having a mixed drink or something. Not today. You know, drinking coffee, some water. So maybe it's a different episode. Probably not, because I don't really get really drunk on these. But anyway, so virtual reality. Now, when PlayStation announced that they were going to get into virtual reality, I was pretty excited. I, you know, once you see kind of the other, what was it, Oculus, and, you know, seeing what kind of games they had or what, you know, positive experiences, people enjoyed it. It wasn't just a gimmick or, you know, kind of just shitty, add-on. I was pretty excited. Now the one thing I had always worried about was motion sickness, because I get very, very motion sick. I mean, I'm terrible. All kinds of shit fucks me up. Riding in a car with a smell, like cigarette smoke, or if I'm hungover, like just like perfume, or just a strong, like, just that new car smells horrible to me. It's pretty much cars is doing it for me. And, yeah, I don't know. Just then I get sick, and then you take a sharp turn, and it's no good. So I was still pretty excited about it, still interested in it. And then they announced the price point. It was $400. And I was like, that's kind of a lot of money. And you need a camera. And for some games, you'll need move controls. I already had the move controls. Already had the camera. So I was like, okay. So I can get in there, get a couple games. It's a lot of money, but if it's really that good, it'll be worth it. So the day the PlayStation VR was releasing was the weekend. No, was it the week? Yeah. So it released, I guess it was probably, I'm just going to say it was on a Friday. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to look it up. But no, it probably wasn't. Dude, I don't remember. Maybe it was a Tuesday. That's not important to the story. Story is that it was releasing. I pre-order it at GameStop. Because I wanted a warranty, I think. Because I typically, for hardware, I like to go into a store, get the thing, get a warranty. Something's fucked up. I want to go back to the store and I want you to hand me a new one. I don't want to fuck around with shipping. I don't want to fuck around with any of that. I just want, just give me the thing. Thanks. Thank you, Best Buy. I typically go to them. I just hit my microphone. Fuck. So while I'm there pre-ordering it, I also buy a steering wheel for, because I was like, okay, I'm going to play Drive Club VR with a steering wheel. And VR, it's going to be the fucking coolest thing in the world. I get the steering wheel because it's already in stock. So I take that home that day. But while I'm talking to the cashier, I feel bad for her. She's very nice. However, I said, well, I was talking to her and I was like, okay, if I purchase the VR, if I pre-order it and I buy it and I can't play it, like it makes me super sick. Can I return it? Like, straight up, there's nothing wrong with it. I just want my money back. And she said, yes, in this instance, you can. Actually, yeah, no, that is true. Because I also had a friend that worked at GameStop, and I asked her, I was like, are they really going to give me my money back straight up, or are they going to try and give me store credit? And she was like, they should give you your money back because of this, like specific kind of issue. And there was nowhere for me to test VR out. There was no kiosks. There was nothing at Best Buy. I didn't see anything. There's nowhere else, okay? Everywhere else is fucking dead. But she did say that I could get my money back, and maybe that's when I didn't specify store credit or cash, but regardless. So I go home with the steering wheel and I set it up, or I try to set it up. I was like, dude, I don't have anywhere to put this fucking thing, okay? I don't have a table big enough or tall or like this. Nothing will work. At least not with where the PlayStation is. I could have moved it to a computer desk. I like to sit on the couch with my big beautiful TV and play it that way. I don't want to mess or I don't want to move shit around. So I was a dumbass about that. And I did return the steering wheel. The steering wheel was about $200. It was a Thrustmaster T150. I'm sure it was fine, but I was an idiot. So I returned it. They let me return it. I mean, all I did was take there wasn't like a bunch of stuff going. I literally plugged it in and I went, this is dumb. And I put it right back in the box. Like, you know, there was no wear and tear on it. So thank God they let me do that though. So that was $200. So, you know, then we get to, it must not have been too far after that, but it was, it had to be October. You know, I am going to look this up because I know it was in October. So if something, I want to know if my brain remembers things correctly here. So I'm going to look up PSVR release date. Okay. Okay. Yep. Super. October 13th, 2016. So I was correct on that. And I know I was going to be correct. And if I wasn't, I was going to say, what's wrong with my brain? Now, let me look something else up. Chicago Cubs NLCS Game 1 2016. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, so okay. But yeah, this is perfect. Chicago Cubs playoff game, the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers in Chicago was October 15th. So I pre-order the VR. I buy it on October 13th. So, I pre-order it a few days before that, and then I pick it up on October 13th. I go home. I unbox the thing, and it's a beautiful package. It's a beautiful-looking headset, a shitload of cables and all that garbage, and I was like, whatever. But I hook it all in. I was really excited. And I start playing some games. And immediately I was like, fuck. I couldn't do it. It wasn't calibrated properly. Whatever. The thing I was most upset about, well, besides it making me sick, was that everything that you see in promotional material for PSVR is fake. It's not fake, but it's fake. Like, it's the game, but it's the game that you would see on like the second screen, because when you strap the headset on, you're looking at a 1080p image, so your eyeballs are like right there, and it's some of this shit is so pixelated and so ugly, you know, so you're not seeing what you think you're gonna see. Like, I don't need the best graphics in the world for this thing. But then when you're like, when you strap it on, you're like, oh, it's like, I just played the game Moss recently with the little mouse, and it's a little platformer, 3D platformer. Well, it's a, like a 3D VR platformer, but it looks, the graphics look really good. But then you put the headset on and it's disgusting. Like, it's, I mean, it's playable and it's interesting because of this perspective. And I heard it's a really great game, and I might still buy it one day just because I have a VR now. Spoilers. But I gotta stop saying spoilers. But it's so, it was just so pixelated. Like, it looks not good. Not very good. Moving backwards. So I get the VR and it's making me sick. Oh, so I'm playing Drive Club and going over like hills, and I'm like, wow, that's making me sick. But like, not even in a bad sick. I don't want to, that sounded stupid. Like, it made my stomach move like I was physically moving, but that didn't make me too queasy. It was almost less like, wow, it really gives you that sensation. The things that were making me queasy was a couple of things. Now, one, there was this drift, and I'm experiencing it a little bit now these days, but like, your headset or your vision just starts to move, and it just fucking, oh, it's the worst. Like, it just throws you off. Your body, it's just not good. I don't know, even know how to describe it. It's just like, you're moving, but you're not moving. You're not controlling anything. You're just moving in the game. It's just fucked up. And then the other thing was that I played Here They Lie, and it seemed, from what I've seen, is that must be a pretty notoriously bad game for motion sickness, because of the way that you look and move, and they introduced a blink system. So when you turn the camera cuts off and then turns back on when you're in the in the area that you want to look at. Like, so you turn the stick left, blinks, turns left, and then blinks back on. That's supposed to help with motion sickness. Well, I played it recently again and it did not. But the thing that really bugs me with this VR is maybe even more than the resolution, is that it is an OLED screen. So all the pixels can turn off, so they can be truly black. Like, there's no light. Like, space. Okay? Like, looking up. No, just close your eyes. Get in a closet. Close your eyes. You can't see anything. That's what it should look like. Now, for some reason, like, a lot of the times when it's loading a game, or when it's loading, going from a load screen, like in the case of the game Here They Lie, you can, like, see the screen. And it's like, you can literally see the pixels. And it's hard to explain, but it's so jarring to your eyes. It's like looking out into the distance and then having a wall. So like, and then you go to a load screen and then having a wall show up right in front of your eyes. So you have to close your eyes. It's all fucked up. Or I don't know why any developer does this for any VR game, but you should never go from a purely black screen to a purely white screen. It's like, you know, turning the lights on when you literally just wake up and it's pitch black, you turn the lights on. It's like, no one wants to do that. So why would you want to do that? So there's a lot of issues I have with this device. But let's go back to October. So I'm having problems. In the first few hours, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh God, I can't do this. I play it another day. I go home. I play it. I play some different demos. It's not working. Like, I can't do it. And so I spent $400 on this. And I'm like, I'm not spending $400 on something that makes me sick. And maybe I get used to it. But for $400, I don't want to have a break-in period.
So what I did was I returned it. And what helped me return it was that the Chicago Cubs, as I said before, were in the playoffs. The National League Championship Series. And they were going on the historic run to get to the World Series, to win the World Series in 2016. And I wanted to go see it. And I got a ticket. I got two tickets for me and my dad. They were like a little over $300 a piece. And they were all the way in the back of the stadium, by the fence. They were under the, I can't even think of the word. The stands. They were under the stands. So, but they were as far as back as you can get. And they were like probably the worst ones. They were the only one left. There was like a pole in the way of home plate, but you could kind of see it if you like move. So we just kind of kept switching positions. And either way, it was an amazing experience to see. They did win 8-4, and it was fucking awesome. And we got drunk, and we spent hundreds of dollars, not hundreds, $100 in beer. And it was awesome. And since those tickets cost $300, it made it really easy for me to go to GameStop the day before, or maybe it was the day of, and return it. And it was so much money, and they did give me back cash. They were like, yo, can you wait here a little while because we have this money thing, we got to open the thing, but I got to wait for the manager to come to do the thing. I was like, but you're going to give me $400 cash. And they're like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'll wait. So that was nice. Now, I did feel bad about, I don't even know if I explained what I felt bad about for that cashier in the beginning of this fucking episode. But I felt bad because she was like, oh, do you want to pre-order any games with that? And I was like, I buy all my games digitally. She was like, yeah, a lot of people do. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And then it made me feel even worse that I fucking returned both the other things I bought. So they didn't really get any money out of me. Sorry, well, that kind of sucks. But point is, I got my money back for VR. I could not handle it. Made me sick. Got to watch awesome Cubs game. So after that, every time I saw ads or people talk about the PlayStation VR, I just put it out of my mind. I went, man, it would be nice, but I don't care because I know I've played it now and I hated it. It made me sick. It didn't look as good. Fuck that. I don't want it. Maybe PSVR 2 if it looks better, and maybe I'll try it again. Then that's just the way I thought about all the games. I saw a couple games would come out and make me go like, God, I wish I didn't hate VR. Like Superhot VR. I was like, oh my God, I love that. That looks amazing. And Tetris Effect. The Tetris Effect trailer came out, and I thought I would get down on some Tetris Effect if I had VR. I was like, that sucks, though. So, cut two. Let's see. It was last year, so it was 2018. Pretty early on, I used to bring my PlayStations over to my in-laws. My PlayStations? Well, I guess, yeah, I used to bring my PS3. But yeah, the PS4, anyway. So I used to bring the PS4 over because I had all the games on it. So I didn't just bring a game over. I'd be like, hey, let's play this game. Bring the whole system. Just plug it in. They have a PS4. So all I have to do is unplug theirs, plug mine in. The cords are there. It's fine. Easy. I have a carrying case for it all that I got as a gift. So I put the PS4 in the case. I set it on my counter to put my shoes on by the door. And as I set it there, I see that it's like like obviously the PlayStation isn't it's angled, so it's not, you don't just set it down. It doesn't have like, it's not easy. But the case, I think the case is kind of it doesn't matter. It was sitting there and I was like, that looks like it's gonna fall. It'll be fine. And I literally turned to bend down to pick up my shoe to put it on, and then slam, hits the ground. And I was like, what a fucking idiot. I'm an idiot. So I put it in my car. I drive over there. I plug it in. It doesn't turn on. And I was like, fuck. And I was pissed. So I was like, fuck. So I just bailed. I was like, I got to go home and see if I can fix this. So I go home, get my tools, look up a bunch of YouTube videos on what the fuck I can do to fix this. I figure out that it's turning on, but it's not loading, that the API chip, I think that's what it's called, I'm not a doctor, was probably separated from the motherboard slightly, and it needs, pressure needs to be applied. So you put these washers on it, and you do a thing, and it turns on. I tried it, and it worked. So constantly, though, even though it worked, every time I turned it off and then turn it back on, it would, I would have to hard reset it, like almost every time. And I was getting really sick of that. And I kept thinking about buying a PS4 Pro, and I was like, I don't want to spend that money. I don't really care about it. Like I said, I have a 1080p TV. I don't know what to do. I had been playing God of War. The fan on mine sounded like the original PlayStation 4 sounded like horrid. Because of the game, I was a clean fan. I took my PS4 apart many times to clean it. Especially after I fucked it up. So I didn't care if I broke it or anything. I was like, you know, it's not under warranty. It's old as fuck. So I know the fan was clean, and it's the games. It's these games that are running the fan so hard. So I'm getting to the point where I'm like hard resetting the system like every day. And then for a couple, maybe a few months, it stopped doing that, and it was just working consistently, and then it started doing it again, and I was like, I'm done. Because I have PT on my system, and you cannot get PT anymore. It is not on the store. If you don't know what PT is, it's a horror demo made by Hideo Kojima, and it was supposed to be Silent Hill, the new one, and they canceled it, and it's gone forever. But I still have it. So I was like, if I keep hard resetting this thing, my fucking hard drive is probably going to fry and I'm going to lose it. So what I did was I backed up my system. You can back up PT. You have to back up everything, though. You can't push it off the system. You have to back up the whole system. So if you delete, if you only have PT in your OS or whatever, it's, you know, you could probably do it on a thumb drive. It's fine. So I did that. I deleted a bunch of shit. I put it on an external hard drive. And then I went shopping. I was like, what am I going to do? Do I want a PS4 Slim? Do I want a PS4? Do I want a used system? Do I want a PS4 Pro? What am I going to do? And I didn't. So I was thinking about getting the PS4 Pro. I was like, if I'm going to buy a new one, I should just get the better one. I get a few frames, you know, better frames. I get, I don't know, some other shit too, probably. And so I noticed that GameStop was selling a white PS4 Pro. And I was like, fuck, that's what I'm going to get. I'm not going to get the regular one. But they were sold out. I was like, well, fuck. And I was like, I'm just going to get a regular PS4 Slim. Because I really like that Days of Play one. It was blue. Had the symbols on it. That sold out. Those were limited. I knew that, but I was like, maybe I can get one. And the one that I really would have wanted, that if this would have happened earlier, I would have just bought, was the Spider-Man PS4 Pro. But again, that's sold out. It's limited. It's limited edition. So I'm just dicking around on Craigslist and eBay. And I find a listing that has a Spider-Man PS4 Pro and a PSVR. The Spider-Man PS4 Pro was, what was it? It was, I can't remember what the bundle was. Basically, the seller had the system. They were both kind of expensive. But if they said that they would give you a deal if you bought them both together, so it'd be cheaper in the long run. I think it was total almost $700, but if you bought them together, it'd be $600. I'm pretty something like that. I think it was $675 maybe. So you get it. It's, you know, $600 for both of them. And I messaged them and I said, you know, I really just want the PS4 Pro. PSVR makes me sick. They messaged me back and they say, you know, there's somebody already wants it, but if you take both of them, I'll just give it to you. Which was, could be a lie. I don't know. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Even $600 for the PS4 Spider-Man, I mean, they were selling at $7,000, $8,000, whatever dollars on eBay because they're limited. And I was like, and I can give the VR another shot. If I can't deal with the VR, I'll sell it. So I get home. Oh, and, you know, the reason I definitely did this is because they were sealed, factory sealed. So I was like, what? Okay. So I get home, I open them up. Sure enough, factory sealed, like really everything's there. Manuals, nothing has been touched. Pristine. Awesome. So, yeah, this person just sold them because they didn't want it. Got it, didn't want it. Shouldn't have got it. Just like me with a lot of the things that I've done, which I had told you about earlier in this episode. So, now I'm a proud owner of a Spider-Man PS4 Pro and a PSVR. It is the original VR, not the revision, and the Spider-Man came with Spider-Man, the game, and the VR came with Gran Turismo. I have both of these games, so I gave both of these as a gift. Actually, I still have Gran Turismo because I haven't seen my one friend who I was giving it to, his son, and I haven't seen him in fucking months. But anyway, so yeah, PS4 Pro, awesome, snappy, games are running good, you know, super sampling. I don't know if I'd be able to tell normally, but if I guess it's cool. I mean, I'm getting that benefit, so that's nice. And then what do we got? So I had a 2 terabyte hard drive, right, in my PS4. What I did was I swapped that. When I backed up the PT save, I used that and put it on my PS4 Pro. So now I have PT on the PS4 Pro, and it does work. That's why I know it works. And then, so I was like, I put a few games on, and I was like, no way. I ran out of space. So I only had a 1 terabyte hard drive in the Pro. So what I did now was I took the hard drive out of my PS4, slapped it in an enclosure. Now I got 2 terabytes on the external side. Slap a couple Spider-Man stickers on that bad boy. Plug it into the front of the console, which looks ugly, but I'm using the back USB port because I have a VR unit now. So anyway, now I got 3 terabytes, and we're all set there. So that's nice. But let's get to the VR. So at this point, I did pay for it, and you know, it was half technically price of what I originally bought it. I think they were going for around, I pretty much paid just regular store price for what I got. Like, I didn't get upcharged on anything. And at the time in October, I think there was a sale or around there, probably, I think VRs were around 200. So I didn't really get a deal, but I did get a deal, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm just going to live with that I got a good deal. So just let me have that because I want that. And so the VR, now I'm in my head, I'm like, well, if I don't like it, like, whatever, I don't give a shit. I bought it for the PS4 Pro. And if I do like it, then I'll keep it. And the PS4 Pro was supposed to help with resolution and frame rate with the VR. So I hook it up and I played, what did I play? There's 3 demo discs you can get on the PlayStation Store for free. They're not really discs. That doesn't make sense, but they're called demo discs. So, well, I did get, actually, it came with a disc, but what I'm saying is they're called demo discs on the PlayStation Store. Damn it. So you can download 3 that most of them have the same types of games or the same games or whatever. But on one of those demos, I played a game called Thumper. And this game sounds to me like steer clear of that motherfucking game. So you're like a beetle. Like a little shiny beetle. And you're on a track, like a Hot Wheels track. And this shit's coming at you quick. And you gotta press the right button at the right time to do a thing to keep going through the level. And it's really intense, and the colors are intense, and the music's intense, and the sounds of the things that you're doing are loud when you crank up the fucking surround sound, and it's like visceral. In VR, it's like you are right there, and it's going so fast, but it didn't make me sick. I played it for a pretty good amount of time. And the graphics looked fine. The OLED was improperly used, and I was like, oh, well, I need to branch out and play more of these VR games because maybe there's a lot more that I enjoy that I didn't know I enjoyed. So Thumper, immediately purchased that. What else did I play? I played some other experience type games where you're looking around, fucking doing shit. I don't know. But some shit I don't really remember. But I played Super Hot, and it's awesome. I do have issues with tracking sometimes and some drifting. But for the most part, it works and it's fun. I have issues where sometimes the camera won't see that I'm trying to pick something up lower than where the camera is looking, and it's all fucked up. But for the most part, it's pretty good. What's another one? Oh, Gran Turismo Sport actually is pretty cool. It's not the full game. It's like a little thing, but I don't know. It's still cool. I don't know. That's all I'll say about that. And then Tetris Effect. I bought Tetris Effect immediately, played it, and it's awesome in VR. I don't know that I can play it without VR. I tried to play it without VR, and it just, my 55-inch TV looks like it's a 12-inch TV, because it's like, the Tetris board is like in the middle, and then it's like all the effects, but when you're there in VR, it's like, fucking the whole world is like that. And it's, you know, yeah, it's not as crisp, but like, it's insane. There's been a few moments in my VR career that really make me like stop and say, wow, like in Tetris Effect, there was like this level where these particles were like floating down. They were like soft, kind of snowflakey type particles. I think they were like orange, kind of like orbs, but they were like, you know, soft. Like they had soft edges. They were like blurred. And I'm playing and one hits me where it would hit me in my mouth. Like, so I'm playing and my mouth is like open. Cause I don't know why, but it was. So this little particle is coming at me and it hits me. And I like felt like, fuck, I don't know. It sounds stupid, but like, it felt like something hit me in my mouth. Like I like closed my mouth and I shot my head backwards and, you know, obviously there's nothing there. So that's fucking cool. And Gran Turismo, turning a corner on a racetrack and the sun hit the back of the car. The sunlight goes through the back window over your shoulder. And I could swear I felt the warmth of the sun on my body and my shoulder and all that. And it just is crazy. It's crazy to like be, you're like in another place. it's awesome. So I have had some pretty fucking good experiences now. Do I play it every day? No, I don't. I recently got Beat Saber. Not impressed with that game. It's fun, but there's not enough tracks, and that shit just gets old real quick if you don't have enough tracks. So, and I'm not going to be the holy fuck expert mode guy. I was kind of playing it to burn some calories and just listen to loud music and, you know. But, yeah, once you do it a couple times, I'm like, well, I've heard that song and I'm good. So that kind of sucks. But the game's, I mean, I actually heard there's new tracks coming, so I'll probably get back into that. Seeing just, I don't know. It's fun. It's just fun to like, I played Job Simulator demo and I was sitting on the ground. So that wasn't working properly. So I had to recalibrate everything because if you want to bend over to pick something up, your baseline can't be on the ground because you can't put your fist through the floor. So I stood up and I was doing all the things and, yeah, it's just fun to reach out and like, you're like, yeah, that thing is there and I will pick it up. And it's like, but that's, and it's like the same amount of distance. It just feels natural. It's cool. I know everyone hates the moves. I don't know. I don't have any problems with it. I'm sure they'll have better things and hopefully they make a PSVR too. But shit, man. I bought some other games. I bought, what did I buy? Super Hypercube. That's a game where you just kind of, it's like that game in Wipeout, that TV show where you had to fit your body in the, I think there was, this game's been on other games. This type of game has been on other game shows. I think Wipeout probably stole it, but, you have to fit your body in whatever shape is coming toward you. So that's like what you do with the cube, but sometimes not a cube. So the shape in the wall is coming and you got to look around it and fit it to where, I don't know. I haven't even played that yet. I don't sit in VR too long. Yeah, I don't know. Like playing Tetris Effect, like if you play it too long, you're like, my eyes are just burning because, I mean, it's, you just don't even blink. It's just like really awesome. I'm not as in love with that game as a lot of people who played it are. People are saying like it's just the most incredible experience and it's really fucking cool and it's good and the music's good and the levels are good, but I have not finished it yet. But I Yeah, sometimes I just, sometimes when I'm playing one of their crafted levels, I'm like, I just want to play regular Tetris in VR. Like this, but just not with these effects and these noises that you're doing. You know, but whatever. And I thought the $40 price point was fine with for that because it's pretty good experience. I cannot think of any other VR games currently. I do really like the games like Thumper and Tetris and these games where you're in VR but you're sitting. Because then I feel like it's easy to just strap on the headset and you're playing with a controller and it's just like normal, like sitting on the couch doing whatever. When I want to play Beat Saber, it just feels like you got to gear yourself up. And that's probably because I'm a lazy piece of shit. You know, I'll take that. You know, that's a valid criticism. And something like Super Hot, you have to be like, all right, let me stretch. Because I know I'm going to be moving around, dodging bullets, slamming these fucking little beat drum things. Like, you know you're going to be moving around. So I just feel like I have to get into a certain mindset. And that's not often. But those other games are nice to just strap on and play. There's another game that's like you're like a kid in school, like, and he's pretending to do work, but he's like playing a Game Boy and you are virtually playing the Game Boy. I'm interested in that. I had just purchased all those other VR games, so I didn't want to purchase another one. So I'll probably look into that and I might get Moss one of these days. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's VR to me. That's why I have a VR. Do I recommend VR? I recommend people try VR, especially if you don't have to pay for it. I think the experience of VR is fucking phenomenal. I hope they only continue to grow the technology. Yeah, I hope PS5 has, I hope they have another version. I don't know if I'd buy it full price like the other, you know, one. Maybe. Depends on if I get a raise. Or this sick podcast money starts flowing through. But, I think there's a long way to go. Oh, I downloaded a concert from this woman. I don't know what it is. I don't care. I was like, it's in VR. I'll try it. So that's something too. Like, and stuff like that would be interesting to see in a better resolution and stuff like that. So I need to try that. I probably should try it before I start this podcast. But I don't know. That's my thoughts on VR. And so, yep, cool. If you want to, talk to me about motion sickness and VR. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That is at PopconJacob. And thank you for listening if you did. And, I'll see you next week.